This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Monday's price run-up in major agricultural commodities underscores that much of the farm belt is booming while the overall economy continues to struggle, according to a front-page article in Tuesday's Wall Street Journal. On Monday, contracts for the delivery of corn and soybeans into mid-2011 jumped by 5% and 2% respectively after rising to daily permissible limits on Friday following the release of the Agriculture Department's monthly crop report. Cash cotton prices are up as well, 3.3% higher on Monday after a nearly 4% gain on Friday and 86% more than 1 year ago. The Wall Street Journal notes that for many crops, growers are seeing a rare combination of higher prices and big harvests this fall. Good crop yields and higher prices combined with modest debt loads, 13% of equity on average, and higher farmland values all point to a boom for agriculture. Farm program payments are expected to drop to about $12 billion, roughly half compared to recent years when prices paid to farmers were much lower. The Centers for Disease Control recently awarded $1.9 million for state and local sodium reduction initiatives. The awards will supply policy strategies to create healthier food environments and help reduce sodium intake over a three-year funding period. Grant recipients include California of $412,198, Kansas for $412,197, Los Angeles County at $363,366, New York City at $412,195, and New York State at $325,000. Funded projects will support implementation of at least one major sodium reduction policy in addition to evaluation activities. Working with restaurants and food service suppliers, grocery stores, schools, hospitals, and government facilities to develop low-sodium food policies and media campaigns to help raise awareness of the dangers of too much sodium in the diet are expected to be among activities supported by the grants. Reduction of average sodium intake among adults to 1,500 milligrams daily could prevent 16 million cases of high blood pressure and save $26 billion per year in health care costs, according to the Centers for Disease Control. The New York Times reports that higher commodity prices should have little impact on the price of cornflakes and bread, but modest consumer price increases are expected for meat, poultry, and dairy products. However, consumer prices should be much greater if next year's harvest is small and grain harvests in the southern hemisphere are smaller than current estimates. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is standing by the credibility and accuracy of the Agriculture Department's crop forecasts, addressing concerns raised by the big drop in the agency's estimate for the corn crop in the October report compared to the September report. Analysts have questioned USDA's credibility, pointing to USDA forecasts this year that were off the mark from outside market projections. Vilsack stressed that USDA has no agenda and there are no problems with USDA methodology. Dr. Akin Adesina, the 2010 Borlaug CAST Communication Award recipient, was the keynote speaker at a special CAST, or Council for Agricultural Science and Technology, breakfast on Wednesday in Des Moines, Iowa. Adesina spoke about the need to impact public understanding of agriculture through communication. Adesina officially received the Borlaug CAST Communication Award, presented by CAST and sponsored by Crop Life Foundation at the breakfast. The Borlaug CAST Communication Award is presented annually by CAST for outstanding achievement by a scientist, engineer, technologist, or other professional working in the agricultural, environmental, or food sectors and continue in contributing to the advancement of science in the public policy arena. For decades, Adesina has been advancing the cause of practical, science-based agricultural practices, especially in his home continent of Africa. The Environmental Protection Agency's approval of E15, or gasoline blended with up to 15% ethanol, for model year 2007 in newer cars and light-duty trucks is a step toward strengthening America's commitment to homegrown energy, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. The decision announced by EPA Wednesday applies to 43 million vehicles, or about 20% of the current U.S. duty fleet. A second decision by EPA on the use of E15 for model years 2001 to 2006 cars and light-duty trucks will be made after additional Department of Energy testing is completed toward the end of the year. A total of 86 million cars and light-duty trucks, or about 54% of all vehicles on the road today, are model year 2001 to 2006. Representatives Colin Peterson of Minnesota and Jerry Moran of Kansas have asked President Barack Obama to repeal Treasury Department regulations that restrict access of U.S. farm products to Cuba. The two made their appeal in a letter to Obama Tuesday. In recent weeks, reports have indicated the Obama administration is preparing to make changes to U.S. travel policy with Cuba. Moran and Peterson requested the administration include a repeal of the agricultural trade restrictions along with any regulatory change in U.S. travel policy toward Cuba. The American Farm Bureau Federation backs House Resolutions 4645, introduced by Peterson and Moran, to expand agricultural trade to Cuba. The changes to agricultural trade rules sought by Moran and Peterson in H.R. 4645 are similar to the regulatory changes requested in the letter. The current rate of agricultural productivity growth is lagging the world's expanding demands, according to a new report released Wednesday by the Farm Foundation and Global Harvest Initiative. The Global Harvest Initiative's 2010 GAP report, developed with the Farm Foundation and the Agriculture Department's Economics Research Service, quantifies for the first time the difference between the current rate of global agricultural productivity growth and the pace required to meet future needs. Doubling agricultural output to meet global demand by 2050 will require an annual average growth of at least 1.75% in total factor productivity, according to Neil Conklin, president of the Farm Foundation and author of the report. Total factor productivity is the increase in output per unit of total resources employed in production. Between 2000 and 2007, ERS estimates global agricultural TFP growth averaged 1.4% per year. More than 250 mostly Republican congressional candidates have signed a pledge to support elimination of the estate tax. Signers include 53 incumbents and more than half of Republicans running for the House and Senate. Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, who is leading the repeal effort in the Senate, said he hopes the 2010 elections would generate the momentum to finally kill the death tax for good. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who is pushing for higher tax rates on large estates, called the repeal effort morally obscene. However, Sanders did say he was worried about renewed momentum for repeal of the estate tax. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.